Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. I am your host, Gino Barbaro, flying solo today, my boy Jake in here. And this show is dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Today's guest is Teresa Kuhn, a respected wealth and retirement income strategist, financial educator, best-selling author, co-founder of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor, and business owner. She's a specialist in working with the 100-Year Real Estate Investor and has helped clients with this strategy for over 20 years. So without further ado, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gino. So glad to be here. Yeah, you're flying solo today, but allow me to be your co-pilot temporarily.
You know, Teresa,
I know I'm not as cute as Jake, but you know.
Well, he's got those pink shirts. I wore pink for him today. So, you know, the thing that I like about this show is we're going to create an analogy today. We are the wheelbarrow. We are the buy right, manage right, and finance right in multifamily real estate. And as we got together and we started doing 100-year real estate and we started focusing on the whole life policies, I wanted to create an analogy for our 100-year listeners, taking the wheelbarrow and creating it for the whole life policy. Wheelbarrow, we have the barrel. We have the wheel in the front, we have the back legs, and we have the handles. In our analogy, Teresa, the front of the wheelbarrow is the manage right. That's the wheel that's in constant motion. The two back legs are the buy right and the finance right. Now, to have a great investment, you need to have all three of those legs working. And when I saw that, and Jake loves landscaping, that's another reason why I wish he was here, the whole wheelbarrow analogy, he would love this, right? When you look at a whole life policy, I'm going to try to differentiate how us as 100-year real estate investors, how we are superior when we're creating these types of policies and how we can individualize all these policies. But let's jump into the first part of that wheelbarrow, that barrel. Let's talk about that base policy.
Okay. So we're talking about a whole life insurance from the perspective, you know, the dual asset strategy from the perspective of using it as a savings strategy along with all the other benefits that it gives us, right? Yep. At the end of the day, we are talking about life insurance, but it's a vehicle that allows flexibility in design, and we design it for our clients. And we've been doing this. I've been doing this with my firm for over 20 years. I've been in financial services for over 35, amazingly, but because I discovered through my mentors at the time, Nelson Nash, Pamela Yellen, that a properly designed policy can be used not just for the death benefit, but to finance life, finance investments, finance real estate. And the benefits of being able to do that are so tremendous. Now, we can compare traditional whole life designs to how we design it for our real estate investors. And way back then, using the wheelbarrow analogy, all you had was a barrel. This whole life insurance policy with a special design where it allows our investors, our clients, to use the cash, have as much money available in cash as early as possible without compromising the integrity of the policy and what it's supposed to do.
Yes, let's talk about the next one, that wheel. I designate that as the paid up additions rider. Can you discuss to everybody what that is? That wheel is constantly moving. The barrel is sitting there. It's inefficient. It ain't going anywhere. You need the other functions of the wheelbarrow, just like in the real estate. If one of your legs is weak, if your buy right is weak, what happens to the wheelbarrow? It just tips over. And it's the same thing with this policy. We're restructuring this policy. If one of these legs is not working to efficiency, to what you want it to the client itself, it's not going to run. So right now you have the barrel sitting there. Let's talk about that wheel in front of the barrel.
The paid up additions rider is a rider that actually can increase the death benefit and give you an increase in cash value. Anytime dividends are paid into the policy, and we're introducing a new concept here, the dividends are what the insurance companies credit to the policies, not guaranteed, but the companies we use have paid dividends for over 100 plus years and never missed one year. They're going to credit and those additional dollars goes into the PUA rider that also buys additional benefit. Now, you know, this is life insurance. And for a lot of our community, they're thinking, I don't need life insurance or I can get term insurance. The point is not necessarily life insurance for right now. Yes, it's within a life insurance structure. The point of why you would do this is to have access to cash that allows you to finance your investment deals or to finance your lifestyle or finance your retirement or college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that PUA rider is a very important component of design. The traditional designs didn't include a PUA rider.
Mm-hmm. So let me share a story with everybody. My wife and I got married over 20 years ago. And when we got married, we took the traditional advice of buy term and invest the difference. Well, we bought term for my wife, and you never invest the difference because you always have an expense coming up and you always have life happening. Fortunately for me, I bought a policy for myself. And you know, since then I've bought several other policies. Fortunately, the policy expired the term life. I'm happy. My wife is still with me. Thank God. But that's not the point. The point is, after 20 years, it expired. We're over 90-something percent of term life policies do expire. So you're basically flushing your cash down the toilet, down the drain. What I loved about the whole life policy that I created, I've been paying into it every year for the last 20 years. And now it's starting to really accelerate. And if I decide to retire in the next 15 years, I'm continuing to put money in there. And it's accelerating. And I have that money. It's been a forced savings for me. It's been cash management for me. And it has life benefits as well as those death benefits that Teresa's talking about. So for us, I was just speaking with Teresa about the buy then build book. It's really you're buying and building an asset today. You may not receive all the benefits today. Who buys a business and makes money day one? Very, very rare. It takes you years to build that snowball. And for me, I am so fortunate and thankful that I started 20 years ago because my wife's policy, like I said, it expired. And guess what? Now, if you want to go out and get insurance for her, it's a lot more expensive than it was 20 years ago. So I'm talking from personal experience. And I got the notice last year. I was like, I can't believe it. It's expired. It's been 20 years. 20 years goes like that. And when you're younger and you can become diligent in saving money, it is a forced savings. For me, for years, it felt as if I was writing an expense every year. I'd be writing this check to this Guardian insurance company. I'd be writing the check every year. And I felt like it was an expense, but I'm thankful that it was there because by term and invest the difference does not work because you never invest the difference and the term policy does not really come into play because it expires 97 percent of the time. Do you have anything to add to that? Or did I miss anything about from that, Teresa?
Yeah, I could add a whole lot. But I will say a couple things. Number one, there's a place for term insurance.
Yes.
Better to have it than not have any insurance.
Yes, I should have said that. I'm sorry. You're right.
That's okay. No, but the younger you are, the more you think you're indestructible. You're going to live forever. You don't need insurance. Look, you are married and you have a family, you absolutely need death benefit. You know, if your net worth is outrageous, well, perhaps not. But for most of our community, that's not necessarily the case. You're building a family, you've got some debt. If the only thing that life insurance does is pay off the debt for your spouse when you die, that's huge.
Yes.
Absolutely huge, right? That's number one. Number two, when you start policy, regardless of how old you are, right? Yes, in the beginning, you're not breaking even. But at some point in the future, you have more cash in your policy than you've paid in. Mm-hmm. How much did all that insurance cost you? I'm not saying the insurance is free, but if you've got more money, more cash than what you put into it, and you've got a death benefit, there was no net cost to you for that insurance. You've got that insurance for the rest of your life. You know, in our organization, these numbers really are amazing. We've done collectively approximately $1 billion of life insurance using this strategy at the time of issue. Death benefit goes up every year. So the amount of generational legacy wealth that our little company, our little group has created is phenomenal. We have worked our butts off and come specialists and really well-renowned in this field, in our niche. In order to do $1 billion, that had to happen, right? 95% of our clients retain their policies.
That's
what
huge.
Does that tell you?
That tells you that you put them into the right policy. You listen to your clients and it makes sense to them. Why would they get rid of something that works for them?
So if they started a policy and 95% kept it, it's because they were sold right. It was designed right. It's been managed right. Mm-hmm. And what do they know that people who don't have these policies? What do they know? They know that they have a financial vehicle, a life insurance policy that protects them if they die and gives them access to their cash. Because if they couldn't have access to their cash, what would they be doing with their policies? They'd be cashing it out. They'd be closing. They wouldn't continue to contribute money into their policies, as so many of our clients do.
I love that. I would challenge everyone that's listening to this. Teresa and I and Jake, we did a webinar with Linus Sugis. He's an estate tax planning and attorney. It was a great webinar, great training. He talks about the estate tax problem that we're going to have. If you do nothing in 2025, it reverts back to Obama's era. You need to watch that, because there's so many different things that you can utilize your whole life policy for. And one of the reasons why Jake and I are buying whole life policies is for the estate planning. So you need to go on there, go on our podcast and check that podcast out. The next one, Teresa. So we've done the barrel, we've done the wheel. Let's do the back legs. The back legs are the term insurance rider. What is that?
So the term insurance rider allows you to put more money into the policy at a lower cost to meet the IRS requirements, to have the policy, the cash value growth, grow income tax favored. Now, the question I get is, what does tax favored mean, right? That's my compliant language that I've got to use. In layman's terms, it means tax-free if the stars line up and you do everything right. Well, with our clients, if you've got a policy designed to grow tax favored, it's going to grow tax favored. So very important component of the design. We've got barrel, which is the base. We've got the PUA rider. We've got the term rider. And that term rider with legs allows you to put in more money because it gives you more death benefit and maintain good, healthy cash value up front.
The last component are the handles. That is the advisor. That is you guys putting this policy together. Can you talk about, you know, the value of an advisor and how you structure these kinds of policies? Because I'm sure people get on there and they do their research and go, well, I want this type of policy. I want it structured this way. You know, what is the value of having a partner help you put this kind of policy together?
Well, you know, we call them professionals. Again, from a compliant perspective, the word advisor has a lot of meaning in the financial services world. So to make things simple, we say, hey, you know, you're a professional, your whole life insurance professional. It's got to be designed to meet your objectives and your resources. There's a lot of YouTube information. There's a lot of internet information out there that a lot is accurate, some not. When we work with someone, we are understanding what they understand. We give materials to get educated, because the first step is the education. And we don't want to assume, if somebody's been watching YouTubes and going on the internet and doing research, that their knowledge is accurate, because there's a lot of misinformation. There's misinformation about design. There's misinformation about what these policies can do. I was on the phone with a prospect this week, and he was talking about all sorts of crazy stuff that's on the internet. And I said, look, I work in the world of black and white. I know if you XYZ, you're going to have a policy that's going to last for the rest of your life. What they're talking about, they are putting a safe, something that can be used in the safe money strategy bucket, right? We know we're talking about life insurance, but this can be used as a safe money strategy. They're adding risk to something that should be safe and should be there for the rest of your life. There are advisors out there that are putting their clients' policies at risk. We do not do that. We are black and white. Go take risk with real estate, and go take risk with your business. Go take risk with all your other investments. You want to keep this for the rest of your life, because, Gino, when you're still young with your policy, you haven't had your policy into your 60s or 70s or your 80s. One day you will. But you're going to look back at that time and you're going to have issues that you need solutions for. And your policy is going to give you options that you can't even imagine you need today. Because that's just how life works, right? As we get older and more experienced and wiser, and crap happens to us, we say, gosh, you know what? I need a solution for this. Well, your whole life insurance can be that strategy that can check off so many boxes for you. So we set our clients up to have these policies and manage it so that it will serve them for the rest of their life. And again, we've got that almost 95% retention rate. Mm-hmm. Our clients appreciate it. They're educated. They know what this is going to do for them.
So I want listeners to picture Jake pushing a wheelbarrow. He's got the handles. That's the advisor. He's got the back legs. That's the term insurance. He's got the barrel of the policy. That's the base policy. And he's got the wheel, which is the paid up additions rider. Teresa, anything you want to add before we sign off today? I mean, there's been a lot of information. I just tell everyone, go back and listen to it, because there's, you know, the policy itself may seem complicated, but that's why you need a 100-year team member to help you work through the policies and to structure the policy for yourself. And I think for us, as the 100-year real estate investors, I use these policies to be able to borrow the cash value from the policies and to put them into an asset. I want that opportunity cost. Years ago, I was putting my money into a 401k. It was working until I realized and I understood that there was a much better option for me to use the money today. That opportunity cost was huge. So any final words before we part?
Well, you know, if I may brag for a moment, the team of professionals that we've got, you know, that we've partnered with the Jake and Gina community, again, almost $1 billion of insurance, whole life insurance, dual asset strategy placed. Collectively, we've got over 100 years of experience. We design these policies. We help you manage the policies. We help you service the policies. Our service team is bar none. Nobody else in the industry has a service team like we do. I mean, we've been doing this with the 100-year mindset, which when we started the business, it was about, what do we want the business to look like 100 years from now? How do we want our clients to be loved and served? And so we've got the training. I mean, we were mentored by Nelson Nash. Nelson was a very dear friend of mine, passed away a couple ago, and thank God I met him, and thank God I had the relationship with him, because it's so informed our designs and how we work with our clients. You know, hey, Gino, I'll ask you, why did you partner with us? What did you see in us that you didn't see out in the marketplace?
That's a great question. For me, I partnered with a mentor, Rick, and for me, it is the 100-year mindset. It's all about values-based decision-making. Now, if I'm looking for the quick fix, I'm not going to go to Whole Life, but my life isn't built on that. My life is built on my decisions are going to be affecting my children and my grandchildren. So why would I not want to do Whole Life? If it was just myself, term life may be the fix for me, right? But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the long-term mindset. I've learned so much from the 100-year team members, from that aspect, from reading all of your literature, from reading your books, from, you know, talking about, you know, core values and mission statement. That's exciting, because that's how you build a business. That's how you build a life. And that's how you build impact. Whole Life is one of those tools that we're utilizing that we can access today. And we want those benefits to not only outlive us, but outlive ourselves and be able to, you know, take care of our estate. So for me, it was just, as we say, a marriage made in heaven. It's another strategy that I wish I'd learned a lot younger and been able to utilize. And, you know, we can go on and on, but I got into a Next Universal Life policy, an IUL. Is that a good policy? For some people, it is, not for what I'm trying to do. And that's the other reason that really I was attracted to this whole strategy, because we do have a very vibrant multifamily community. I don't want them in an IUL policy, because I want them to be able to have that guaranteed money, be able to have some money that's there, use it as a cash management tool and invest their money in an asset that they know really well, that they can really compound their money and then just pay back the loans. And then all of a sudden, you have two assets. So that was the attraction there. And if you can't paint the picture to somebody, it's still abstract to them. So we're trying to really, with the show, just trying to make it a little bit more easy to comprehend, to make those analogies and to show you that they're not all built the same. All those, you know, team members out there discussing, all those professionals out there, they are not all the same. So for me, I mean, when Rick decided, said, hey, you want to get together? I said, this is great. I can learn about mindset even more. And I can learn about how to build a business, and we can learn about how to service clients and how to really create policies for each individual.
And, you know, Rick Sapio, who, you know, him and I founded the whole 100-year mindset concept, right? Mm-hmm. What one of his teachers, Warren Buffett, mm-hmm. He owns whole life insurance policies. And what's that quote of Warren's that you love?
Oh, I don't. Oh, it's something about vision. Gosh, I said it yesterday to you. It's really, if you want to have a vision right now, you're thinking about the vision today, you really need to take a long-term mindset to let that vision come to fruition. Because if you're thinking in short terms, it's really going to dictate what actions you take. So if you're thinking in the short term, whole life is not for you. I'm going to steer you away from it. But if you're thinking in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren, it is the vehicle to be in.
You know, I think what Warren was saying in his quote, and I don't remember specifically, it's allow your long-term vision to form your decisions today.
Yes.
That's it. Yes. And that's the whole 100-year mindset. Mm-hmm. And when we came up with the 100 years, you know, we got pushback from people, you know, we were testing it with our colleagues and other people, and they're like, 100 years, people aren't going to live 100 years. People don't want to think 100 years. This isn't for everybody, number one. And number two, does it make sense to think 5 years for your decisions? Like, what's it going to be like in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Really, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, cathedral thinking, one of my favorite analogies. You know, the people that built cathedrals way back when, were they building it for the generation that they were in, you know, that 10, 20, 30 years? No. When they were building cathedrals in Europe, they were thinking 1,000 years out into the future. They were thinking, you know, materials, what materials are going to be available 1,000 years? The building needs to be renovated. That material would be there. Mm-hmm. Who's going to enjoy it? What kind of architecture could last 1,000 years? What kind of design could still be beautiful today and 1,000 years from now? If you think about this whole cathedral way of thinking, you know, it's so beautiful and it makes so much sense. Why do we make decisions about just today? And as a society and as a culture, that's all we're taught. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Gino? I know you think the same way. If society and culture is telling me to think one way, I'm going to flip it and think the exact opposite, because the truth and the beauty and what's eternal is going to be in the opposite of what culture today is telling us.
I'm going to finish my thoughts with this statement, and I think me and you will agree. It doesn't just transcend money. It transcends everything in life. For instance, if you want to be a healthy person into your 70s and 80s, and you're in your 30s and 40s, and your lifestyle, and you're eating donuts, is that congruent with your values? Is that going to lead you to the 100-year mindset, to that lifestyle? So every decision you make today can be based upon that. What are you reverse engineering what you want to be towards the end of your life? Reverse engineer today. And all those decisions today are going to be made upon that vision. So for me, it's really powerful. If the listeners want to get more information about the 100-year, just go to 100yearrei.com. That's 100yearrei.com. Schedule a call with a team member. See with how this policy and how this, you know, this vision, this whole mindset can really work for you. And, you know, once again, 100yearrei.com. Go visit it. Any final words, Teresa?
No, that's it. Love conversation. And, you know, I love the strategy and I love our relationship. Really excited to be here with the community.
I'm ready to go today. This has got me going today. So I appreciate you being on. Awesome. And, you know, Jake missed something. Too bad for Jake. And I had a great time. Thanks, Teresa. Take care.
Thank you.